When you haven't found love, it can feel like everyone else has. It's in every movie, every song, and all the PDA. Looking for love sucks. Thankfully, California Psychics can give you the guidance you need to find the one. We guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com and experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
This is the world-famous K-Rock.
Good morning. Just after 8 o'clock here on a Wednesday, we are Klein Alley Show, making our way into 4th of July week. And you better believe we've got a decent show planned for you today. We should have been phoning it in, probably, but instead we're going to bring in the legend, Kevin Ryder, on with us next hour. Hopping on the lie detector test, Lie Day Friday on a Wednesday, because why the hell not? If you got questions, you've ever wondered about the disappearance from K-Rock, the return to K-Rock, anything you heard over the 30 years he was doing Kevin and Bean, he will be answering all things very honestly on the lie detector test. Some of these questions Omar generated, ooh, they are good, juicy questions.
Well, Omar knows the most about the history. He knows about the skeletons in the closet. That's why he's never been fired.
That's right.
It's true.
No one can fire Omar because he will burn this place to the ground.
I got a lot of stuff, a lot of stuff.
That's why he's always rolling audio. Even Allie and I have personal conversations off the air with our wives.
Oh, yeah. Want to play one of those, Klein?
Yeah, go ahead.
I'd rather you did not. I would much rather you did not.
Okay,
but
I won't.
I'm sure, but you keep it in the fold. He plays just enough to let us know he's got him. He's got it all.
That's true.
You know, Omar also used to sell ecstasy at work.
That's right.
So that's true.
He's rolling more than everybody.
But he sold ecstasy to the bosses. So once again, he's like somehow in the clear. Mm-hmm. I don't know how it works.
That's true.
It's wild.
I gotta sell ecstasy. Get some leverage.
Do some man versus machine this hour. Figure out if humanity stands a chance against the AI takeover. We'll get to that. We also have Chad Kroeger, half of Chad and JT Go Deep. As you know, he's one of the party bros. He's constantly in City Hall arguing for important issues like getting Paul Walker a statue.
Yeah, or settling the beef between Vin Diesel and The Rock.
Yeah, he's got big important issues to handle. Of course, remember he was trying to get everyone to tan their b-holes for a while as well.
Oh, yeah.
So, and of course, the Small Dong March. The last time they were in our studio is when we were spreading the word about their Small Dong March. And he'll be on with us to give Allie some tips because tonight's the night that Allie is heading to City Hall to fight for our fight for free air.
Yeah, apparently I've been told by my wife not to do that.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she said this is an embarrassment.
Because it's our
local City Hall hall meeting. I'm like, no, we're not going to see these people again.
It is an embarrassment.
Yeah, you guys aren't upstanding citizens or anything like that.
They're going to be like some weird lesbian was ranting about air. Moving on.
Yeah, by the way, that's like, I wouldn't even say that's one of the top 10 most embarrassing things you've done this week.
Thank you.
Is she familiar with the show at all?
That'll be nice.
When we get back, a controversy involving a babysitter. Ooh, get ready. It's X-rated. We'll get to it next on K-Rock. K-Rock, we are Klein Alley's show, and you are about to get super heated. Or, potentially, you will say that Allie is in the wrong yet again. The choice is yours. Decide for yourself.
I couldn't
believe it. I was shocked.
If I'm the a-hole or if this person is the a-hole. And as you know, it's tough to find anybody who can consistently babysit who is not $1,000 an hour or is not going to just ghost you.
It's one of the main reasons I would recommend you do not have children. Use condoms, even though they don't feel good. Pull out whatever.
Rough.
Finding anyone, especially if you don't have family that lives nearby, finding anyone to watch kids is...
Oh, you had Johnny watch your kids and it was a disaster.
Disaster.
And that's because you've been through like 20 babysitters in the last year.
Yeah, and I don't know if that says something about me or my kids or just the idea that no one wants to sit around. Growing up, I remember you'd find some...
Everybody babysat.
Yeah, some zit-faced 13-year-old that had braces and they would just sit there in your living room.
Oh, yeah, Mr. Klein.
Give them a couple of bucks and tell them they could eat stuff in the fridge and everyone was happy. Kids were alive. Now that doesn't exist anymore.
Well, now it's like you got to go through a service. You got to do a background check. You got to have a consultation, a meeting, and all this stuff. So anyway,
plus all these kids are independently wealthy now because they're like, dude, I made $60,000 on TikTok last month. I'm not going to take your $11 to watch your kid. I'm sorry.
No, it's not worth it. So we found a person who's great and we use her every once in a while. She was available and she not only shows up on time, she shows up early. She shows up always with a little gift or a little like craft for her to do with our kid.
She brings an activity?
Yeah. She'll go to Target and pick up like a little thing for them to paint.
Dude, how much are you paying this person?
She's 25 an hour.
$25 an hour.
And
that seems low. That seems great.
I know. So then also, if he goes to bed, when he goes to bed, she's one of those people who, quote, can't sit still. She just can't sit there and watch Netflix. She's got to clean the house.
Wow.
So anything
jackpot.
That's around, like laundry that needs to be folded,
what?
Dishes. Yeah, she'll clean the countertops.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, dude. And so I've been very, very nice to her because I can't lose. And we don't even have her consistently. It's just if we do a random date night.
How available is she? Like you know, the best part
she
of
she loves to work. So she has a family that she works with full time. But then if there's like an evening, Saturday, Friday night, whatever, she also wants to get some, you know, some extra hours and stuff. She's working, trying to, her husband doesn't live in the country and she's trying to support her kids and her mom and all this stuff.
I get rejected so often by babysitters that it brings me right back to when I was trying to date. And it is like, every time I send the text, I just sit there and wait, please. And she goes, yeah, it's not you. It's just
me. And you see the bubbles come
I'm
and go.
Yeah, don't take it personally. I'm just into another kid. Right? I'm like, oh my
I'm
God.
I'm into another kid.
It's like such a rejection feeling I get. So to get one, Allie, that you have that's semi-reliable,
and
you've already hit the jackpot.
She says, don't worry about coming home. I have babysat from 3 p.m. to 3 a.m. before. I have no problem staying up. She's one of those people like Omar who's like a super sleeper. Like she's fine on like 4 hours.
That's crazy.
Yeah. So anyway, we tell her to come at 7. She comes at 6:45. Like I said, she always comes early. We always catch up because we haven't seen her in a while. We're chatting. We're updating her on stuff with our kid, blah, blah, blah. We leave at, you know, 8 something. We come back at 1:30 in the morning. I'm wasted, as you well know. She leaves probably before 2 o'clock. You know, we talked another 15, 20 minutes when we got back, and then she left. So the next morning, I was like, oh, I don't even remember when we got back. How much do I owe you? And she was like, well, I showed up early, and then I left just before 2. So it's a total of, you know, she added on the time that we spent talking.
Well, she should have charged you double for you talking.
No.
Yeah, man, that's rough.
Do you remember any of the conversation?
Well, I don't remember any of the conversation when I got back.
Was it her being like, I got to go now? And you being like, hold on one more
second. I had to tell you about it. Yeah, I got tacos. I'm supporting you.
I've got another accent I do. This poor woman's probably trying to leave so many times. She's giving Allie the old project.
And in the past, we have sat and talked for half an hour plus just talking about anything. She's a great person to talk to.
She charged you, though, for the conversation.
Yeah,
time.
And I was like, whoa, that's interesting that you think, you know, because we told you come at 7, so she thinks as soon as she arrives, door to door.
Start the clock.
But if you're there at 6:45, wouldn't you think, I'm going to get there a little early just to get the lay of the land, get any updates on bedtimes, whatever behaviors, dinner, etc. And if we're catching up and chatting, because we talk about her and her family.
Do you tip normally on top or no?
Are you supposed to tip a babysitter?
Yeah, of course.
Especially if she exceeds your expectations, like this lady does. This lady sounds amazing.
So I know what she did. Okay.
She's giving herself a tip
because she realizes you don't tip. Yeah.
Wait a minute. You tip every time you have a babysitter?
Every time.
How much do you tip?
The equivalent of probably a half an hour.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, you got to.
I've done a roundup before.
Well, you're
but every time I'm like, oh, hey, I sent you, you know, does this amount work with the hours? And she goes, sure, yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, that's
and
her,
I'm like,
that's
it's
her way
fine.
Of being annoyed. Yeah, you got to throw a little on top, a little juice on top. Well, I'm just saying because if not, listen, maybe
I got to keep her happy. I got to keep
if you find one that's a winner, you got to keep them. There's nothing more valuable. I mean, that's why it sucks because you're right. They're very few and far between. I'll leave my kid with anyone now. A lamp, a parolee. I don't care anymore. I used to have standards.
Give me that sitter's number. I'll give her 40 an hour.
Yeah, I was going to say Allie one time was going to give me one of hers, and I was like, I will steal this bitch from you right now.
This is the one I was talking to you about.
Great,
and you wouldn't.
I'll double her. I'm telling you.
No, I even thought, though, maybe I shouldn't send her your information because I didn't want, A, you to steal her, and B, her to go, who the hell did you recommend to me?
Yeah, that's probably
this person is a nightmare.
Yeah, she comes out, her hair's on fire.
Dude, Klein, you got to poach it, dude.
I would like to poach your sitter.
No, I'll pay double. Yeah. Wait.
I'm telling you right now.
What?
I know, Allie, that I got friends, like real friends that are no longer friends, not with us, but friends that have lost friends because of the poaching of a babysitter where someone they had someone, they tipped someone off, then the other person was like, this is a better opportunity for me over here.
Whoa.
Better house, better snacks, better money. And they basically started ghosting the original family. And as a result, couples were like, man, that's messed up. Like, well, it's a whole operation.
Look,
here.
And I'm happy to pay her for her time because she is great. And it wasn't like I was like, oh, you bitch. Like, I was just like, wow. I didn't realize she's charging
time
from the moment she walks in.
Time is time, Allie. Time is time. Meanwhile, had Allie had better stories or conversation, maybe she wouldn't have charged her. Maybe it's based on how good the conversation is.
Okay. 323, Allie's going to lose a good thing just for a couple of dollars. Well, that's my ammo.
That's her mantra right there.
Lots of girlfriends and more.
Take a quick break. When we get back, a hero will be born, and we'll have some help along the way. The great Chad Kroeger, the Party Bros, Chad Goes Deep, will be on with us to help get ready for our big fight against City Hall, and that is next. K-Rock, Klein Alley Show. Thrilled to bring back to the airwaves someone that I would consider a friend of the show, but more importantly, a friend of humanity, a friend of Southern California Stoke. He is known as the savant of Stoke, and Ali, over the years, Chad Kroeger of Chad and JT have fought so many good fights. I mean, I've got some audio of some of the many times they've appeared in front of different city councils around Southern California. Here's some examples.
Vin Diesel and Dwayne The Rock Johnson have been beefing ever since Dwayne called Vin a candy ass.
I mean, he is really attempting to solve problems. This is his buddy JT.
What up, council? I am here to discuss artificial intelligence. AI is going to take all of our jobs and render us useless. And I, for one, am stoked. I hate jobs.
And even just the power that K-Rock has had on them over the years is evident when he decided to invent this new way of tanning our b-holes and brought up
as a result of weenie roast.
As a result of weenie roast, this was one of the many conversations that was captured. Of course, millions and millions of views of the times that they infiltrate these city council meetings. But here was the time that he brought up K-Rock.
What up, council? My name is Chad Kroeger. First, I just want to say I'm truly honored to be addressing you in these hollow halls. And I'm here today to promote an amazing new holistic practice. This is something I accidentally discovered at my first weenie roast. During the Lumineers set, I passed out face down, nude, and spread eagle in the sun. And soon thereafter, security woke me up, and I was surprised at how lucid I was. I was expecting to be sloshed, but here's the thing, I wasn't. In fact, I had so much energy, I moshed super hard to Limp Bizkit, and even had the courage to DM Lindsay Donovan, who didn't respond, but I saw on Instagram that she had a really nice time, so I was stoked.
Public comments are supposed to...
This is when they usually get really upset. Now, this is the moment that's always the funniest for me, is that after they get their piece
their
out...
Their 3 minutes.
Then the people argue, like the old people argue about what if this is even worth their time. So listen to this.
I was stoked.
Public comments are supposed to be items that are within the jurisdiction of the city of Irvine, and this so far is not. So the public speaker is allowed to speak about something that is within the jurisdiction of the city of Irvine, but this subject matter is not.
But this is a holistic practice that I think will radically change everyone's lives. So,
Mr. Melching, do we not have sunshine in the city of Irvine?
See, then you get some of the old people that start defending Chad.
I know, I love it.
And then there's this guy who sounds like he's on death's door.
Point of order, Mayor.
Point of order. That guy could use some.
I have nothing left.
So, listen, of all of the many fights that they have fought over the years, this includes fighting for house parties, prolonging the 4th of July to be an even longer event because it's such a Stoke-filled day, banning billionaires.
Oh, yeah, in general.
The new national anthem. I mean, they have really fought the good fight for us all, and now we're turning to K-Rock to help Allie, who is going to be in front of City Hall for the very first time of her entire life tonight. You're making your maiden voyage into City Hall tonight.
Yes, and I wanted to ask you, Chad, how many of your appearances in City Hall have actually resulted in change?
Oh, good question. You know, we've been there 78 times. And I believe that the council has enacted none of our initiatives.
Zero. You're 0 for 78 is your record?
Unfortunately, yeah. You know, luckily we have the people support. So, you know, I mean, just last week we were at the council and we spoke and this guy, Daryl, was like, I really liked what you said up there. So I know we're making a step in the right direction. But, you know.
When a guy named Daryl says the great job.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he's a good guy. I mean, he runs an ice cream shop on Pico.
Cool.
The reason by the way, Chad is at Chad Goes Deep, and everyone knows this. The reason Allie is going tonight to City Hall is because she feels that there is a scam that is happening all over Southern California where gas stations are attempting to charge for air, even though we live in a state that offers free air. I'm talking about, think of all the things you use air for. If you can fill up rafts for chilling, good stoke by the pool, flat tire on your beach cruiser.
Inflate a basketball.
Do that funny thing where you make your cheeks get really big.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Wait, so gas stations, the air machine, that's just straight oxygen?
Right. Yeah. I mean, it's air.
Oh. It's just air?
Mm-hmm. That's, what did you think it was?
I thought it was special air, but I mean, this is huge. Thank you, Allie, for bringing this to my attention. I had no idea they were charging for air.
Yeah, well, I didn't realize you didn't know what was in the box.
Yeah, we should probably start there. We should have started at the beginning.
But what happens, Chad, is that they have these card readers on those little machines where they say it's $2.50 for 4 minutes or whatever, and if you just go into the gas station and say turn on the air, they have to do it because they're not supposed to charge you. And I've been very passionate about letting people know about this, and I'm going to make my first appearance tonight at my local city council meeting, but I'm a little nervous, Chad, because I don't know how much effort it takes to actually get in front of that microphone and speak your piece.
Oh, that's the beautiful thing about, you know, the Constitution is with freedom of speech. You go to the council, you fill out a speaker form. You know, they say, what are you speaking on? And you're saying air.
Okay.
And then, you know, at public comment, you go up and you say, you know, what up, council? This charging for air when there's an abundance in the world is an abomination.
Right. Yeah. Okay.
Hey, so, write that down. It's a good quote.
I don't have to say anything that's related to the agenda items. I can just speak on whatever I want.
No, but a little council hack. You know, don't tell the council I said this, but if you want more time, you can, you know, say there's something on the agenda for, like, parking meters. You could say, I'm going to speak on the parking meter agenda. And then you could say, hey, council, parking meters are kind of whack. But that brings me to my real issue.
I see.
You guys are charging for air.
Right,
so
okay.
That's a little life hack for you.
Thanks, Chad.
You know, we're officially in the most fun party time of the year, I would imagine, with all the weather and, you know, the 4th of July, which is one of the things you attempted to you wanted to make it a week long because it was such a good time. How are you celebrating your summer 2025, Chad?
I'm going to get a fat raft, which is, Allie, I'm glad you brought this air thing because I was going to fill it up at the gas station. So
there you go.
I hope that I'm going to get a huge raft with my fiance and we're just going to cruise out into the ocean.
Yeah.
And have some brews, and I'm going to try to bring a grill out there. We'll see how that plays.
Oh,
but,
man.
Sounds safe.
I try to be on water the whole day.
Yeah, that
smart.
Makes sense.
That's smart. The more you're on water, the more stoke, right? Stoke, water breeds stoke for the most part.
Yeah, so we'll see how, you know, I don't have enough for a boat, but I do have enough for a raft, so we'll see how the fireworks and grill play out there.
That sounds great. Is there any chance Allie gets thrown out tonight? Like, you know, you've talked about some very controversial things. Is there any chance that when Allie says she wants to speak about free air at the gas stations that they actually toss her out?
You know, you could fire up, you know, some council members could have like a strong air initiative where they're trying to charge more air. So you could fire one of them up. But thanks to our founding fathers and the Constitution, they can't throw you out. So you may just get into, you know, a verbal tussle. Mm. But you know, sometimes if you speak at the wrong meeting, you know, one time we went to speak at a school board meeting and we didn't realize it was the school board and we were talking about, you know, having three weenie roasts a year.
Oh.
And, and they're like, this is the school board. And I'm like, well, doesn't this apply to students as well? But they weren't having it. So make sure it's the right meeting.
You've never been thrown out, though, of a city council meeting?
You have been thrown out of a planning commission meeting.
No problem.
In Orange, California. I'm not going to name the planning commission guy's name, but he was not too pleased. I think what we were speaking on, we wanted to have all the schmoles, which are the undesirables in the friend group,
go to
Catalina Island.
Oh.
And I think
that's a good idea. Every group of friends that has their schmole, they're that one friend that's in the group, but they could all kind of be happy to not have that friend in the group. We ship them all off to Catalina where they live.
Exactly.
The Catalina. Whole island of schmoles.
The schmoles of Catalina.
That's a great... I don't know how... That didn't pass... Hold on, you're saying
runway
that
runway less ferries back and forth.
Chad, that didn't pass unanimously?
Well, I think the guy on the council was a schmole. So he picked it up. It's so true.
Got
it, yep.
I feel like most people on city council are probably schmoles.
Yeah, that is the island of the schmoles, city council. Well, listen, this is fascinating.
Thanks for the advice. That's actually really helpful.
Chad, we always love having you on K-Rock. Summer of Stoke is underway. And, of course, please support all things that Chad's got going on at Chad Goes Deep. And thank you. We'll let you know. Allie's going to go tonight. We'll have the audio tomorrow. And hopefully she does not let you down.
Awesome. Best of luck.
All right. Thanks, Chad. That's beautiful.
Thanks for having me.
All right. Thank you, Chad. There he is, the great Chad Kroger. Fight's the good fight for all of us in Southern California.
I'm fired up.
Yeah.
I'm full of stoke.
Hey, if Allie loses tonight, she could probably be mayor on that island of the schmoles.
Shut up!
So you got that going for you. It's Hoes Your Time on K-Rock. Oh, it's officially that time of the year, Allie, where they blow up watermelons to try to prove that fireworks are dangerous. But all it really does is ruin a bunch of perfectly good watermelons.
And makes you go, whoa, fireworks are really cool.
Every time I see an exploding watermelon, I say, I got to get myself more fireworks and more watermelons. So anyway, this is the news that we hear a lot of this time of year. If you'd like to play the game Firework or Gunshot with us, you can call now 800-520-1067.
Fireworks are a sight to see and a classic 4th of July tradition. But it is important to remember that they are also explosives.
M80s, which is a quarter stick of dynamite, in the hands of a person, when it detonates, could easily
be awesome.
Blow off their fingers or their entire hand.
Just like this unfortunate mannequin.
It's always the unfortunate mannequin. Moment of silence for all the mannequins we lose this time of year.
And now that we're in 2025, we're blowing up all the plus-size mannequins.
All the plus-size mannequins. Goodbye.
Body positivity is going away.
We don't need you. So if you'd like to play the game with us now, we play you just a little clip of something that is either a firework or a gunshot, since that's the game you're going to be playing with your neighbors.
What's that one?
That's a mannequin that we should blow up. That's
an unfortunate mannequin.
That's a plus-size.
Plus-size, yeah.
Plus-size mannequin. Play it again. Let's hear that plus-size mannequin. Here she is. Yeah, all right.
Those were my buttons on my pants.
Let's get into it. It's time for gunshot or firework. Here we go.
When you live in L.A., you hear nightly.
Not that.
That's just Ali.
Just Ali.
Here at K-Rock.
Uh-huh.
Talking about the sound.
What sound?
That happens on your block. Firework or
gunshot.
Everybody! All right, what do we got to give you right now? Wow, you will get, if you are successful in winning this game, you will get the ultimate backyard barbecue bag, complete with, look at this, a tiny towel and a dented can of Jake Shack beans. Allie just tried to stack them up for the YouTube, and she tipped them all over. There she goes. So that's Jake Shack beans. Beans made in Jake's shack where he lives, and a tiny towel that can only be used for PG fluids or to clean your grill.
Yeah.
Now we've got it. That's quite a gift. Of course, if you'd prefer, we'll just send you to Universal with four tickets there as well. All right. Let's go ahead and find a contestant right now. This is Colleen. Colleen would like to play the game. She's calling from Chatsworth. Good morning, Colleen.
Jake Shack beans.
Gotcha. Jake Shack beans. Everyone's excited about Jake Shack beans, and I don't blame you. Thank you, Colleen, for getting it on the fun. I'm going to play for you a clip right now, and all you have to do is decide, is this a firework or is this a gunshot? It's the game you'll be playing with your neighbors and your family starting now, pretty much through the end of August. So here we go.
Gunshot.
I'll give it to you one more time. The 50-50 chance of getting it right. Listen closely.
Gunshot.
You're locked in on gunshot now.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's a good guess. I mean, I don't know what it is, but it sounds like one of those long ones.
See, it's funny, because whenever I hear the noise after the original pop, like, you know, the pop, 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 when I hear the noise after, I assume those are other things falling back down to earth.
Oh.
But I'm not good at this job.
I
never do well. She's locked in on gunshot. Show me gunshot. Those are gunshots.
Oh,
congratulations.
Good.
Three mannequins got killed. You are the proud winner. Congratulations of your very own can of Jake Shack beans and a tiny towel. Congratulations, and thank you for playing the game with us.
Would you like Jake to sign your beans?
Howdy.
All right. She's very excited. Okay, hold on one second. We'll give those Universal tickets to someone else because she's too excited about the can of beans. So we will come back with those tickets for you, find out what's going on in the news, and then the actual fun can begin. Kevin Ryder in the K-Rock studios in the morning, like he should be, and a lie detector test will be happening live on the air. It's all coming up this morning here on K-Rock. I'm so excited for what the next half an hour is going to bring to you on K-Rock because Kevin Ryder will be back in the studio. I just saw him walking through the halls, which means he's here. He woke up.
On time?
A man of his word, dude.
Whoa.
And he brought his credentials so we could get through the door, which is always a challenge. You know, he never has that little swiper key. So he's here, and he'll be on the lie detector test. I believe our lie detector guy is here as well. He's going to start setting up the equipment. We'll get to all that. And in about 5 minutes, we get you into Universal Studios. But right now, your news.
Grab your Adderall. It's time for ADD News.
Thieves have gotten more and more creative over the years. It's not just money and jewelry. It's copper wire. It's catalytic converters. It's Labubu dolls. And now a man has been arrested for, and I think this is a new low, stealing from the California Library. And the library was still just happy to have him.
I'm sure they're just thrilled. Anyone goes, right?
Hey!
Everyone else in there is just like a homeless guy bathing in the bathroom. So
does the library have to steal, by the way, that's worth anything?
Microfiche?
I'm glad you asked, Omar, because he stole $10,000 worth of Nintendo Switch games that were there and available for people to check out. And they do have newish movies, you know, once they reach like DVD and Blu-ray status, they get them. And then they also have new books, you know, like some of the new, Harry Potter book or whatever, you know, things that people actually want. And I didn't realize that they had such an extensive library of Nintendo Switch games that you could check out and then, you know, eventually bring back. I think you could probably just check it out and then never come back. It's probably an easier route, but he stole $10,000 worth of Nintendo Switch games, and now he's obviously going to go to jail for it.
God, imagine being that kid. You get that Nintendo Switch, you're all excited, and they're like, by the way, that's due back in 3 days.
And you're like, oh man.
Really,
well, you have the Switch, but you're going to rent the games.
Going to rent the games. Oh, they don't even actually have the Switches there.
No, they don't have like the console, but they have the games that you could just like, you'd be able to go to a Blockbuster and check out a video game and play it, and then you're like, okay, I have 1 week to play this entire game.
I don't know why the library is not doing a better job of getting the word out about this. I feel like that could bring some asses back to the library.
Can't believe this loser knew that.
Someone's probably going in there and be like, yeah, you got Switch. And then they get shushed right away, and then they just leave.
No, not anymore, we don't.
I wonder if the library people, like, hate the video game part,
of course,
too. They're like, yeah, these kids are games.
Trust me, they can tell. Like, when I'm there, occasionally I'll bring my kids by just to show them what a book looks like. They know that I'm not there for, like, I'm not a, you know, fan of the library. Like, they know that when
you
I
don't
walk in.
Look like a library fan.
No.
Then no, he looks like the guy that's going to go to the corner computer and, masturbate.
Right.
In that one computer that they have in, like, a room by itself.
Yep, that's the one.
He's like, oh, this is it.
For testing.
For, quote, research. Gotta do some research.
The library by my place, they know that they need to drag people in, so they have cool stuff. They have a whole, like, aquarium in there.
Really?
Yeah. And they have, like, displays and stuff, and they have a whole play place area for the kids because they know that the kid is going to go spend, like, 1 minute in the actual book area and then just go play and they're really cool. Yeah, exactly. Play with the toys.
It's kind of like the drug dealer mentality. They use all this other cool stuff just to get you in, and then they kind of go, by the way, we got books here. And you're like, ugh, really?
Ugh, the decimal system or whatever that system is.
By the way, some guy, speaking of books, Ali, is trying to gamble with me on the goat line because he does not think I'll be able to finish the 250-word book.
Words, it's pages.
Pages? Come on.
Yeah, dude, 250 words is easy. What's wrong with you?
We got to read a 250-page book? I thought it was words.
No, you did not. It's not words.
Well, this guy thinks that there's zero chance I'm going to finish it, and he's like, so convinced.
Well, yeah, now I believe him that there's zero chance.
Well, maybe I don't want to gamble with this guy
the
now.
The words that we're saying to you.
Listen, the reality is this: I have read books before in my life, not usually because I want to read the book, but this guy has no confidence in me.
Hey guys, sweet dibs. This is Mark here, Klein's betting buddy, aka the guy that Klein loves to lose money to. Just wanted to say that I would love to bet Klein another $100 if he can finish a 250-plus page book. And that will need to be proven one of two ways. He can either let me know the name of the book, and I'll make an AI quiz for him, much like I do my 10-year-old child. Or he can go on Lie Day Friday and pass a lie detector. Either way will work for me.
All right.
Klein, you got my DM and Instagram. Hit me up. Lose some more money to me. I'd love to see it.
Cool.
All right. Have a good day, guys.
I already owe that guy money from a bunch of bad sports bets.
Are you going to take him on this one, though?
I will take him.
A little quiz?
I will take him on the $100 that I will read a 250-page book.
Somebody said on the text line that their friend's kid got a game out of the library they rented and never brought it back, and they got charged $70 for it.
But yeah,
you do actually have to pay for important things, just not the dumb books. All right, physical violence is never encouraged with coworkers, and TV shows are no exception. A couple of actors from Cobra Kai had a very weird moment at a fan convention where Martin Cove and Alicia Hannah Kim, two of the actors from the show, they were at a fan convention, and they were playfully bantering, and I guess Martin Cove decided, let's take this to the next level, and I'm going to bite you.
That's cool.
Which I feel like biting is always like that takes it too far. Like with kids on the playground, biting is like no. And then with, you know, like the boxing, it seems like that's very frowned upon. Like I don't think biting is ever really encouraged any situation.
In the NFL,
maybe sex.
The bottom of the fumble piles, players used to bite each other and stuff.
It's just like a dick move.
And they also used to stick their fingers in their butts.
Yeah, there's like all under the
it gets rough down there.
Yeah,
he
crazy.
Did that too. Sorry, yeah. I forgot to mention that.
I remember Bill Romanowski. Bill Romanowski, I think, bit off a guy's finger one time under there.
Oh man,
the biting is messed up.
With anything to get the ball back.
So now Martin Cove apologized. I guess the authorities showed up and they scolded this 80-year-old man.
You cannot bite people. That is not okay.
I apologize. I was just playing because we're very playful together, and I bit down too hard, and I meant to.
She's got a mouth mark on her.
I am really pissed.
She gets more pissed.
You have left a mark on my body, which in your 80-year-old brain you think is play. Sir, were you raised in a ditch?
Wow.
Is that how people treated you when you were a child? The audacity. How dare you, sir? How dare you?
She's playing it up for the camera, dude.
How dare you, sir? How dare you? No one has ever said in regular conversation.
But everyone knows there's a real medical condition known as old man strength, and it's true for handshakes, and it's probably true for bites as well. They don't understand their own power.
But if you watch the video and she, like, you know, they show her arm, there's, like, barely any mark there.
Yeah, he should have bitten harder.
Because he has no teeth.
Right.
Yes, exactly.
And then finally, Starbucks is changing the price for you adding things to your drink order. So now, from now on, it's going to be 80 cents for any combination of syrup or sauce that modifies an unflavored drink. So if you want like three pumps or whatever you get in your little gay drink, Klein, if you want three pumps of vanilla, you don't have to get charged per pump. Yeah, or you get all that cream and they're like, enough cream already. You're only going to get charged 80 cents instead of racking up like 50 cents here, 50 cents there, and then eventually your drink is like $5 more because all the crap you're adding to it. It's just going to be 80 cents for all that. And then, just so you know, also $1 for added matcha.
Thanks for telling me. Appreciate it. We get into a brand new hour of the show now, perhaps the greatest hour of your life, and we start by giving you tickets. Here we go.